The Mind Aware, 549.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So we've had this topic come up before, and so I thought I would just address it on the show, and that is, how do you hire your first virtual assistant? How do you get competent help for your team that you feel like you can afford, but that they're capable and all of the good stuff? So let's dive into this a little bit and let's talk about it, because I think there's some myths that go around it, and I've got three tips that I think really help make this easier when you're looking for somebody to help. Because most of us will agree, if you're an entrepreneur for any length of time, it doesn't take very long before you start to figure out that you're doing tasks that could be better performed by somebody else. And they aren't necessarily money-making tasks or tasks that move your business forward. So when you're looking at hiring somebody to take on tasks for you, really focus in on which tasks do you absolutely have to do. Where do you have to show up and it has to be you that's doing it? Now, if I'm doing a webinar, nobody else can do that webinar. I have to do that webinar. If I'm speaking about my message, nobody else can do that. I have to speak my message. That's my job to do that. And so what are the things that you're doing that really a lot of other people can do, almost anybody else, right? So those are the tasks that you're looking at. How do you farm those out to somebody else so you can free up your time? And more importantly than freeing up your time, you can free up your mental energy to do other things. So you can have a little bit more space in your day to create and to dream and to think of other things. You know, sometimes I think what happens when we are given advice from other experts, they will talk about freeing up tasks so that you can do other tasks, or freeing up tasks so you can be more productive. And I would like to really stress that you pay to have your time back. You pay people so that you have more space in your day so you can think bigger thoughts, have bigger ideas, get access to bigger information, just have that space in your day, right? So I'm going to give you three tips here for looking for somebody. Tip number one has to do with where to find people, where to look for people. And I've got a few different ideas about this. Some of them are normal that you're going to hear anywhere else. So the obvious answer is you can write an ad for a place like Upwork. That's UPWORK, Upwork.com, or Hire My Mom, or any number of other sites, even Fiverr. For those of you that haven't heard of Fiverr, that's F-I-V like Victor, E-R-R.com. Fiverr is a good site for getting things done at a reasonable price, project at a time. There are a bunch of them. Like, those are just three off of the top of my head of places where you can go. You can write a really clear advertisement for, here's what I'm looking for. And the more specific you are in your ad, the more likely you're going to get somebody that's good. And the nice thing about these sites is they have rating systems and you can see if people had recommendations. And so that you would hear pretty much anywhere, that there you can find people online who are virtual assistants. A couple of other ideas I want to give you about this that maybe you haven't heard everywhere. The first one is, sometimes the best place to find a person is locally. There are local organizations like Kelly Services and Manpower Organizations and Temporary Help Services that actually vet people for you. So if you need somebody who is proficient in Excel spreadsheets, they've done that work for you. And they've done all the interviewing for you. And they've checked out and they can recommend somebody that can suit your needs. So you may pay a little bit more for an assistant by going with a local place or a service like that, but they've done all the heavy lifting for you and you don't have to sift through 100 applicants to find the right person for your business. The other thing I want to tell you that I think is a little different from what you're going to hear out there is a lot of times people will say, ask for recommendations from other entrepreneurs or people that you work with. And it's not like it's a horrible idea. Sometimes you can get lucky and you can get somebody on a recommendation. But the thing to remember with a recommendation is that the person who is recommended was attracted by the person who's recommending them, right? So keep that in mind when you're getting the recommendation. Whoever is working with that person, they attracted them. So their belief systems, their ideas, their needs, their filter, the things they were looking for, all went into play when they found this person. So I'll just say just that much on it. You know your friends or your colleagues or your business associates, and you know the kind of filters or success filters they have, and their stories that they're telling, all of that stuff. Just know that that's who they attracted. So having said that, the way I found people on my team that has worked really well for me in the tip one category of where to find people is I have found people by just keeping my eyes open. And I'm going to come back to this a little bit in tip three. But trusting that the right person is going to come to me and keeping my eyes open in my own pond, in my own sandbox, as I am out and around on Facebook and I see things come on my radar. So I'm going to come back to that a little bit more. But where to find people is probably the easiest piece of this equation. Tip number two, when you hire somebody, when you think you found somebody that might be a good match for you, only give them one project. And just tell them, this is not a full-time job. I'm not hiring a virtual assistant. I need help with this one project. And give them one project, let them do that. And if you like the way they did that, give them another project. And if they're successful with that project, then give them another one. And as you start to get to know the way they work, and if they're managing things the way you like, then you can always move on to something more permanent. But when you're hiring somebody, tell them straight up front, this is not a permanent position. This is something where I'm just getting help with this one project, and see how they do before moving on to a permanent position. This will save you the trouble of having to let somebody go if they're not doing a good job, right? You just get a chance to get to know each other and each other's style and all of that. And then the third tip, which shouldn't surprise you at all, but it comes back around to tip number one as well, and that is train your brain. Here's the reality. I can give you a whole list of, here's a checklist on how to onboard somebody, or here's a checklist of all the 400 different services where you can find people. But at the end of the day, you're going to attract the right person because you've taken the time to envision that person and train your brain and dream about that person and think about what you need. Now, you don't have to do that for a year, although sometimes you do, and I certainly have. But if you just put a little focused effort into the thinking part, it's funny, right? Focused effort into the thinking part. Focused dreaming, focused ideas, mull it over, let it simmer, make those lists. What are you looking for? Imagine that person as though you know they're going to find them. So start just saying things to yourself like, I'll know that person when I see them. They're going to come on my radar. I like this idea that Dana said on the show where I should just keep my eyes open and just look around. And maybe in keeping my eyes open, I'll decide to contact one of these services or I'll put an ad in, but I'll know when the time is right to do that. And when the people apply, I'll know the person. I know that I'll just see somebody. I know what I want. I want somebody who's easy to work with and who's fun and who's detail-oriented and who's conscientious and who's easygoing and who's trustworthy and who I can count on to show up on time and who I can count on to meet a deadline and who understands what I'm doing and understands my mission and is passionate about my mission and is excited to be part of my sandbox. And so envision this in your mind. Envision this over and over again and tell that story and train your brain. And I'm not kidding. You do that for a few days and you know that good old reticular activating system in your brain, right? That's the matchmaker that lives in your head. And you know how I've talked in the past about when you're thinking about a car you want to buy, you see that car everywhere. Well, do you know what happens when you're thinking about a person you want to add to your team and you're imagining the best possible person and then that person comes on your radar? It's funny because I know sometimes, I don't know, maybe you're like me, and I know for me, the challenging part I had when I was first hiring a team was that I felt like I could do so much better than other people. Like I felt like I was that mother who would rather wash the dishes themselves rather than let their kids wash the dishes. And the reality is you're not looking to hire people that you have to mentor. You're looking to hire people who are better at the things than you are, who are really, really good at them and who are looking for a place to shine, and you're going to give them that spot to shine. You're going to give them that place on your team to shine. There are people out there who do, and for me anyway, there are people out there who do almost every aspect of my business better than I do, except for being Dana Wild. And so I'm looking to fill my team with people who are better at all those other aspects. And I know you are too. You've got this. Go have some fun with this. I can't wait to hear how it goes. See you soon.
I'm excited. Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrew Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at beachbody.com.